Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let me quote a scripture to you. The way of the transgressor is hard. Who? Whose way is hard? The obedient? The man and woman living by faith, their way is hard? No, he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Are y'all with me now?
Yes.
No. The more obedient you are, the more blessed you are. The more obedient you are, the more protected you are. That's the truth. That's reality. If you believe lies, then you're giving place to the enemy. There are a lot of people. They're good people. They love God and they're trying to obey God, sort of. But every time they go to do something for God, they wait for the other shoe to drop. Yeah. What's next? That means you're in fear. You are believing for the devil to do something else to you. And if you're doing that, he has a right to.
That's right.
You're giving him place. If the enemy's moving, somebody's giving him place. What do we got to do? Shut the door. Quit giving him place. And one of the big ways people do is through fear. Through fear. You need to get bold. If you're in here, you know Phyllis led us in our inoculation. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Huh? Well, if you weren't here, you missed out.
Yeah.
Pays to go to church.
Yeah.
Right? What are we doing? We inoculated ourselves with faith in the Word of God that no plague will come nigh our dwelling.
Hmm?
Ain't you scared of the flu, Brother Keith?
No.
No. I don't get the flu.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I wouldn't say that for anything in the world, Brother Keith. Don't you know the devil will hear you? And he'll come straight and put it on you too. On you, he will. Because you believe that. And you're afraid. So the door's wide open for him to come do it. But for me and my house, a 1,000 may fall at one side, 10,000 on the other side, but it won't come near me. That's Bible. That's Scripture. Wow, Brother Keith, you just never know. You just never know. It's not a Scripture. I have a right to believe what I want to. Yeah. Open the door to the devil. Have problems the rest of your life. Wonder why. Wonder why God let this happen to me. It wasn't him. It was you. Giving place to the devil. Through fear. Through believing lies. Through disobedience. Through sin. Giving place to the devil. What did he say about that? Read it for me. Neither, what?
Give place.
How much?
None.
Don't give him place, which means not any.
Zero.
Now keep reading, see how this flows together. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. Well, that's one way of giving place to the devil, ain't it? Stealing. We just got through reading it. Work with your hands a thing that's good you may have to give to him that needs. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. Does it edify people when you stand around, do not shut for an hour and go, man, I hope y'all don't get that flu. I heard your boy hacking. That looked like that there bird flew to me. Shh, I'm just as scared y'all gonna get it. Did that edify him? In a world full of fear and anxiety, when you come in, you ought to bring something with you. People ought to look forward to when you get to work. They ought to look forward to when you come to the restaurant, when you come into the place of business. Why? Because they know you're not going to talk down. You're not going to talk problems. You're not going to talk defeat. You're not going to talk fear. It's going to be faith or you ain't going to talk. And because most everybody else has been talking junk the rest of the day, they look forward when you come around. Because they need some help. Somebody tell us we're going to make it. Somebody tell us we are going to pay our bills. We ain't going under. Somebody tell us we're going to live and not die. Somebody. Hallelujah. And you can. Because he did. Amen. Aren't you glad? Yes. You've learned something about faith. Yes. What a different life it is. Somebody says, what if we die though, Brother Keith? We all going to die. You didn't know that? Lest the Lord comes beforehand, you're going to breathe and you're going to quit breathing and your heart's going to stop. You know what I got to say about that? So what? It's coming quick. Our life is a puff. It's a vapor. You're here, you're gone. Oh, but for the child of God who knows what happens next, there is no fear of death. No fear. None. And the Bible talks about when you've been delivered from fear, you don't live your life to the whims of the flesh. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I get so excited about it because you wish everybody got a hold of this. I am not afraid to die. No. Are you?
No.
That's not everybody. You better get over it because if the Lord tears his coming, you're going to die. Amen. And you need to get straight about it. You need to know that you're in faith in him. That you're trusting him for your salvation and that you've been born again. Oh, you need to know that. You got to know that. Right? And then once you do, you know what happens. This pile of dirt falls on the ground and quits. You step out and you go, wow, I feel good. And there's an angel there. And he says, you want to see some stuff? He said, man, take me by the scenic route. I want to see everything. And you're out of here. That's reality for the child. No, it's not a dream. It's not a fairy tale. It's reality for the child of God. No, you don't turn into an angel. No, your soul don't sleep there in the grave. There's nobody out there in the cemetery. What about ghosts, Brother Keith? Spooks. You know, some places is haunted. You know, old man so-and-so, he got his head cut off with chainsawing. And so ever, sometimes at midnight, you can hear him running that chainsaw out there. No, he ain't there. I think he is. Well, he ain't. Yeah, but people have seen stuff. People get in enough fear. Are you listening now? What do they start doing? They start giving place to the devil, and wrong spirits could manifest themselves, imitating people who were familiar with these people when they lived and know stuff about them. But that person is gone. They're not here. If they're saved, they went to heaven. If they're not, they went to the other place. But they're not here. There are no human spirits roaming the earth. And when you die, you ain't hanging around. I don't want to. No, me either. You're out of here. You slip. It's like pulling a hand out of a glove. Your spirit comes out of your body. You're just as much you as you are right now. You got your mind just like you do right now. Are you with me? And if you're saved, you're out of here. And you go to see your folks in heaven and get to meet Paul and Abraham and Moses and Elijah. I mean, sit down just like this right here and talk to them. And oh, eventually, you get to the throne of God and see the one who created the heavens and the earth. And you get what you've longed for all your life. Questions answered. Things inside you that you always knew there was something there, but you didn't know what. You'll find it. If you're saved. If you've been born again. Keep reading this. I'm about through. Ephesians 4. Don't let any corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of what? Everything that comes out of your mouth is supposed to build people up who hear it. So that means you can't ramble on and on about how you feel and what bothers you and what's upset you. Is that edifying? What does it do to them? You know, there's been times when people were having a pretty good day till you showed up and rained on their parade, right? I mean, talked all your problems and, you know, it's bad and ruined their day. That's inconsiderate, isn't it? When you could have just prayed and gotten faith about it, didn't even have to bring it up. Edifying. Edifying. Read the rest of it. And ministering grace to their hearers. Verse 30, and what? Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed to the day of redemption. Now, can you see the flow? Don't give place to the enemy. Don't talk stuff and do stuff you shouldn't do. Because if you do, you're going to be giving place to him. And simultaneously, you're going to be grieving the Spirit of God because you're not giving place to him. We got to get this turned around, right? So that if we're going to grieve anybody, we grieve the devil. Right? And we don't give place to him. We give place to the Holy Spirit. He prompts us to pray, we pray. He prompts us to give, we give. He prompts us to share something edifying and uplifting, we do it. The enemy deals with us to do something wrong. We don't. We don't yield to him. Said out loud, don't yield to the enemy. Yield to the Spirit of God. Don't yield to selfishness. Yield to love. Hallelujah. Don't yield to the flesh. Yield to the Spirit. Don't yield to worry. Yield to peace. Don't yield to depression. Yield to joy. Don't yield to the devil. Yield to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God, God who gives me